You're listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast, presented by Amswell.
Champ Off-Road. It has been a minute, has it not? Haley Shanley here, chiming back in. My friends Brent Smith and Shane Stetsny have been doing a fine job of holding down the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by Amsoil for a number of seasons now, but I thought I'd chime back in here because I had the chance to sit down with the boss man, Carl Shabitsky, our series president. And while I may work for Champ Off-Road, believe it or not, it's very rare that I get to have a one-on-one conversation with him, much less a 20-plus minute chat. So this one's for you, off-road community. And the reason for this chat, this isn't the first time we've done it, actually. If you remember, maybe you haven't had a chance to watch at the season closer last year, we sat down and talked about the series expansion that was coming, kind of recap the first three seasons of Champ Off-Road and what the future looks like. And mind you, that was before we released this schedule, and there have been a lot of off-season developments, including expanded purse and some changes, some additions with the class offering. So we're going to cover all that. I'm not going to get into it here, but I will cut you loose on this interview. But first, not without a personal anecdote about Carl Shabitsky and my experience with him, why I continue to come back year after year. I've been working for Champ Off-Road this parent company, ISOC Racing, which includes Amsoil Championship Snowcross. Been working with them since 2017, and I've had a chance to work with Carl a few times before that. But the reason I keep coming back is because it's such a good environment. He is a great leader. It's truly fun, and it's an honor to come to work each and every weekend. So I love it. Carl Shabitsky, as a person, as a leader, he doesn't really get days off. This is a year-round thing for him. It's year-round for Champ Off-Road. It's year-round for Snowcross. So he's balancing both, and he has great teams behind him to help him do that. Now, as soon as the races are done, as soon as the checkered flies for Pro 4, he is out helping tear down fixtures. He is the first one to go back to those pits if a racer has expressed their concerns. He's the first to march back there and listen to them. Okay, he's one of the most down-to-earth, humble guys you will ever meet. He is very objective, and he likes to hear feedback. He likes to hear criticism. And ultimately, that is what has propelled Champ Off-Road these past few years to get better, to take steps forward. And not only that, but Champ Off-Road is delivering. You can set out with the best intentions of the world, the best 2, 5, 10-year vision for the sport. But if you're not delivering, all of that means nothing. And delivering is what Championship Off-Road is doing. So Champ Off-Road at the helm is Carl Shabitsky, which is why I'm so honored for you to get to listen to him directly. You can have your opinions. That's awesome. We love that again. But please take time to listen to Carl. Listen to what Frank D'Angelo, all of the series leaders, are talking about and saying. Converse with them. And again, it's ultimately the conversation that has propelled Champ Off-Road and the progress that they've made year after year. So I encourage you to keep doing so. We love that. We're all in this together. So without further ado, I'm going to shut up and let you listen to the interview with Carl Shabitsky.
Well, Carl, thanks for making time for me. I know we're a few weeks out from the season, which means you are busier than ever. You're always a busy guy, but especially right now. So thanks for sitting down with me. How inspired are you for the now 14 rounds ahead of us?
Honestly, I think, you know, every year is special, but at the same time, now that we've done it for 3 years, I couldn't be more excited just because, like, we kind of have a better understanding, a better foothold, and what's coming this summer is going to be great. So I don't know why, but I'm just a little bit more excited this year than I ever have been in the past. Maybe it's the warm weather or racing. I haven't been at a racetrack in a couple months, so I just want to get back. But I'm really excited for this season, and it looks to be, like, it's shaping up to be fantastic. A lot of great racers, a new venue, and just a lot of things that I think are going to be better than ever.
And at the end of May, it was announced that the U.S. Air Force upped their partnership. Mm-hmm. They've already been a longtime partner of you guys with ISOC Racing and your sister series, Snowcross, but now on Off-Road, and now as the presenting sponsor. So not only is that huge, a big national brand stepping up, mm-hmm. but they also are alongside other national brands as part of Champ Off-Road. All of the tire manufacturers, now the OEMs with the side-by-side. Mm-hmm. So how much does you know, that has, you don't just stumble into partnerships like that. I think that says a lot about the roots that you guys have planted here with Champ Off-Road. Mm-hmm. You know, how does one achieve a sponsor like that?
It's a long process and a difficult one, as anyone would say. And I think it gets more and more difficult every single year, as, you know, racers would know that, and partnerships and things like that. But at the same time, we are very, very fortunate. We do have a lot of corporate partners and even outside the industry sponsors, both on the snow and the off-road side. And we continue to achieve that or try to gain more exposure, more partnership, because obviously it's healthier for the series, it's healthier for the racers, it's healthier for everyone. So when Air Force kind of brought up the idea of coming on as presenting, it was huge for us, obviously, because again, it helps us, it helps the racers, it kind of helps everyone involved. And them, AMSO, the tire manufacturers, and of course the side-by-sides, you know, Yamaha's been a partner in the past, Can-Am is new this year. So again, a lot of people getting involved in off-road, because it is, it's amazing, it's an amazing sport, it's an amazing industry that I think, you know, a lot of these partners are taking advantage of. These people are hardworking, smart individuals. So again, Air Force has a lot of cool things. We just had a conference call with them. They're bringing some amazing assets like virtual reality type activation pieces to the events, and they'll kick it off at Anago. So I'm looking forward to extending that partnership and growing it along with all the others that we have.
And as the series continues to grow and more mm-hmm. partners come on board, this is not Champ just pocketing the money. And we know that for a fact, because the year-end payout this year up to over $500,000. Mm-hmm. This year, over $85,000 have been added to that. Talk to me about what made that all possible.
Well, the $85,000 specifically to the end of the year points was made possible a lot with the tracks. Like we, you know, me and Frank got together, and there's a lot of conversations of, you know, how do we incentivize people to travel the tour, and discussions on, you know, maybe we go to this race or maybe we don't. So we approached the tracks and, you know, set our concerns, and they were the ones who stepped up to the plate, you know, and I think at the end of the year, $85,000, because that was always, you know, it's always our number one priority. Number one goal is get money back in the racers. Racing is expensive. These events are expensive. I mean, it's amazing just how much goes into it. And we realize that. I understand that. So the more money we can inflex, the healthier the sport is, the healthier for the racers. I wish we could give more, but I always have to live within a budget. But I'm excited that, you know, a lot of the money we gave away last year will still obviously be there. And then the $85,000 for incentives for year-end bonuses, which is great and amazing. Because, again, these are high-performing athletes, talented individuals from the top down. So, again, the more money they make, the better off we are. And I just hope we can continue on this trend of, you know, raising more money and putting it towards the racers and putting it towards the series. Because, again, you're 100% right of that. This isn't a money maker for us, and never really has been, never probably will be, because, yeah, we have to survive for sure. But at the same time, we want to make it better. We want to continue to improve. And that all comes down to budget and money. And, you know, if we go backwards, we might have to take some cutbacks. But every year we've been able to advance it and keep stepping up and doing bigger and better things. And I hope that trend continues, because, again, we want people to race with us. There's a lot of different forms of racing, a lot of different opportunities, a lot of different, you know, things happening. And I think, you know, off-road racing, at least short course, is like one of the coolest things ever. And I'm proud to be a part of it, and I want to be a part of it for a long time. So I hope in the end they choose to come race with us, because we're happy to have them.
And I want to go back to something that you said, is you have to work on a budget. And one thing I've learned about Champ over the course of the first 3 years is that you guys are not just throwing money out there hoping that something works, whether it's exposure for the series or more money in the purse or different venues. You're taking a very calculated approach. And in my opinion, that's what this sport needs. It needs that stability, that calculated approach, because like you've talked about, you and iSoc Racing, the entire team, they're in this for the long haul. So if I may just ask you straight up, with the increase in the purse this year, was this in the plan all along, in the five-year plan to up the purse, or was this a product of conversations that were brewing towards the end of last year with the racers?
No, it was a plan all along. And then even we have goals that we want to attain in the upcoming years, like expanding the series to 8 and things like that. So those are always in the discussions. Those are always in the big umbrella that you're trying to look at and achieve, like knock off a goal. So it was always a conversation. It was always something we planned to do or always something we were going to do. And we have other ideas for the future, but you're 100% right in that we try to take it very conservative. And what I mean by that is a lot of promoters and a lot of series, if you look at it on paper, you could say, well, a national series, if you have eight races from California to New York and you have this big footprint, it'll all work out. Well, that doesn't necessarily always be the case. You know, dollars don't come in. It's very expensive. So again, you just have to live within your means, within the budget, and grow accordingly. And I think we've kind of done that. We've kind of always kept ourselves in check and always been humble of like, hey, don't bite off more than we can chew. Because again, I don't want to go anywhere and I don't want this company or this series to fail. So, you know, I don't want to take huge risks, but at the same time, I do want to grow. But it's very appealing from the outside looking in of, well, why doesn't iSoccer, why doesn't Champ do this, this, and this? And there's always a lot of reasons. There's always a lot of things that are involved. And based on that premise of like, I know if I look down on a piece of paper of, okay, if I was going to start a national series, I need this, this, and this, and this. We haven't gotten there, but we're getting there. And I don't want to put the risk of the company. I don't want to put the risk of the racers having to deal with another owner or another series, because that's hard on everyone. And even if I wasn't involved, I'd say that. Even if I wasn't involved with Champ, I'd always say stability, one series is what's best for the sport and the industry long term, for everyone involved.
And you had said you want to do things that were working within the means of the sport as mm-hmm. to not make decisions that are a detriment to it. We always want to make the best decisions possible for it. So along those lines have been exposure for the sport and mm-hmm. exposure for its racers, therefore. So let's talk about streaming and TV. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of options available to you mm-hmm. as to where are we going to stream? What's our TV packaging going to look like? And last year, we made the big jump to go to Flow Racing and mm-hmm. CBS Sports Network joined 2 years ago. So mm-hmm. have those been valuable to the sport?
Yeah, I mean, they've been absolutely fantastic. And I can just put it to you in like simple numbers of, you know, we're averaging approximately, let's say, 250,000 views per event just on Flow Sports.
Wow.
CBS Sports isn't Nielsen rated, but we did hire a company out of New York to do some ratings. And they're right, let's say, around, say, $40,000 to $50,000 or views per episode. So if you do that combination, let's say you're at 350 approximately, you know, Peacock and Supercross is around 287 or something like that. So when you compare yourself to other sports and your reach and your exposure, we're doing fantastic from a viewership standpoint. And that's not even including YouTube. It's not even including Facebook. It's not including all the other things that we can, you know, gain our reach, our impressions. And Flow, they've been a fantastic partner. They introduce us to a lot of different, you know, groups and audiences of other forms of racing, which again, you know, we get a lot of emails of, oh my gosh, I never knew about off-road racing. I want to come check it out. And then with CBS, they've always been a good partner of ours. And it looks like Flow we're going to stay with for a long time. On the TV side, we're actually right now sitting down and negotiating for 2004 and beyond. And that is with CBS, that's with NBC, that's with Fox Sports. So all of them are interested. So that's great to see because they know how great the sport is. And again, the ultimate goal is just to introduce it to as many people, or make it available too for racers and families to watch and have a good stream. I feel like our production quality is good, like where you can spend a Saturday afternoon if you can't come out to the race and check it out and see how your cousin or your nephew or how maybe a friend does.
And if I can say just from my perspective too, on the broadcast team, us announcers and Joe, our producer, and the whole team, mm-hmm. we get to be on some of those conversations. It's been really exciting to hear not only CBS Sports' interest, but Flow Sports' genuine interest in the sport. They want to mm-hmm. know how we can tell the stories better. They're giving us pointers from their perspective on how we can tell stories better, because it's easy for us to get down a tunnel of, you know, this is what we think the off-road audience wants, but sometimes it's good to take a step back and see how other sports are doing it. Stick and ball sports, other motorsports.
Yeah.
You name
for
it.
Sure.
So it's been really fun to be a part of and get that perspective from them.
Well, the one thing I noticed about them is they really do want what's best for the series. And you could say, well, yeah, because they're invested or we have a relationship with them. But I truly believe that they want to improve our production. They want to improve our sport. They want to do things. And like you said, it's not, we're not set in stone. I'm very open-minded of if it's working somewhere else, if it's working at a baseball game to get people engaged, if it's working anywhere else or a different series, or there's a good idea out there, I'm all ears. Like, I don't think you can ever be perfect. I don't think you can ever be great. You can just always continue to improve. So they've been a great partner in introducing us to new ideas and a new way to look at it, which has been beneficial to us in the series.
And in talking about changes and new exciting things, we have some new classes this year, Carl. And in over the course of Champ Off-Road's ownership of the series, we've seen some classes come and go. We've seen new classes added. What is the process behind, or I guess what determines whether a class is going to come or go?
Well, it's really participation, and there's just a lot of thought that goes into it. And a new class that we have this year is Youth Side-by-Side. And the reason for that inception was, well, 570s are going away, so we wanted to introduce a class that appeals to younger generation and kids, because again, we want to get kids into racing. So the Youth Side-by-Side, what we thought was, we talked to the manufacturers and thought, well, if we get a full-size side-by-side, it's not current year, they can use it for multiple years. So that way they can buy it, race it when they're young, 13, 14 years old, and then continue it as they go into sportsman side-by-side and pro-am. There's a lot of benefits there. And then, of course, new to this year, Polaris is putting in $25,000 in incentives for that class. So again, just kind of like looking at what's good for the sport, we'll get people introduced, and that's like what kind of crossed all the boxes for us on this new side-by-side class, is just that, hey, it reaches your 13 to 17 year old, where we really didn't have a class for them. And then two, it's a good beginner class, and it's a good advancement. It brings a market to maybe the pro guys to sell their side-by-sides to the younger generation, or if a younger generation just wants to continue with that as he goes up the ranks. Again, it's about affordability. Does it fit? Does it work? And those aren't easy decisions a lot of times. And I know there's always, you know, some discussion of, well, are we focused on side-by-side, or are we focused on truck? And absolutely not. We're focused on everything. We're focused on truck mainly. That's always been the priority. Pro 4, it will never not be the premier class, because it's simply amazing. It's probably one of the coolest forms of motorsports in every single aspect. But side-by-side racing does help fill the program and make it a healthy series and make it the crowds larger. And the reason that is because of manufacturer involvement. Like I said earlier, Yamaha and Can-Am being a partner, Polaris is obviously involved with Crandon. If you look at any sort of racing organization, in my opinion, a healthy kind of trickles down into, well, the manufacturers are involved. And like I said, just in that one class, you side-by-side Polaris putting up $25,000, you know, that's good. And I know Yamaha and Can-Am have incentives if their racers win championships. So, you know, one of our goals is to not only nurture that, but use that to help the series, help everybody, help buggy racers, help truck racers, and hopefully get some truck participation, manufacturer participation on the truck side. Because again, I firmly believe that's what makes a healthy series. And we had a long-term relationship with Ram, and GMC has been, you know, helping out a little bit and stuff like that. But if we continue to grow and continue to nurture those relationships and say, hey, you know, I know you haven't been involved for a while, but these are amazing individuals. It's amazing form of racing. You know, a lot can be learned on the track. Of course, it's always R&D, and of course, it's always marketing. So hopefully we kind of get their ear, because things take time, and build those relationships, because I think that would be the next step to making it, you know, really healthy, is getting the manufacturers back involved.
And I think you guys are hitting the nail on the head. I think there's a way to grow and expand and explore new opportunities to rejuvenate the sport mm-hmm. in some areas, but we can still maintain that integrity of the buggies and the trucks. And I think that's exactly what Champ is doing. This is not a side-by-side exclusive series.
Yeah.
The racing's been incredible, but there's more to it than that.
And that's, I mean, we just want, short course off-road racing is amazing. So whether it's a side-by-side, whether it's a buggy, whether it's a truck, we just want to make it, one, it should look at affordability, easy accessibility, and just like make it an open-door policy. So if a kid is 10 years old and his father and mother want to take him racing, or their daughter's 9, they have an opportunity, and then they continue to climb and they stay within the industry, and they choose racing over all the traditional sports, you know, baseball and things like that, other things that are going on in the summer, motocross and a million other forms of motorsports. We just want to make it as appealing and, as, I guess, as cool as what we think it is and make it available to everyone.
Because at the end of the day, it's not a bad thing when, you know, these... Everyone involved in the industry, you may know the easiest way to get into a buggy or a truck, but for some people, it may be easier to access them through the dealership floor where they see these vehicles that they can purchase for recreational use. And I look at similarly like Supercross and Motocross. The consumer can race a motorcycle. They can ride a motorcycle. Snowmobile enthusiasts who watch snowcross, they can go ride a snowmobile. So there's that connection to it, aside from, you know, in I think the allure, there'll always be the allure with buggies and trucks. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's, if there's another way that we can be reaching more potential racers, not a bad thing.
No, because all those kids that start racing, no matter what you're doing, you usually end up, motorsports gets in your blood, racing gets in your blood. I'm a perfect example that I don't think I could ever not be involved with motorsports. So whether it be, it could be anything, any type of form of racing. And the goal is to get them into short course off-road. And hopefully they become the next, you know, Pro 4 star, the next Kyle LeDuc, CJ Greaves. Because, again, like, that's what it's about, building the sport of just, like, appealing and making it good for not just the top guys, but the bottom people, too. Because everybody's important. And that's the biggest thing as a series. You can't cater to just one or two individuals. You need everybody on board.
Well, Carl, a lot of exciting changes and developments over the off season, and news from the racers as well. I'm really excited to see the racing take shape in Antigo. One last question before I cut you loose is, there's been a lot of hard work over the off season, not just with the series, of course, the race teams, the partners, and the tracks as well. So can you name a few characters who you've been working so closely with over the off season, who you've seen just making big moves and help move the sport forward over the last few months?
It's tough to pinpoint one, because in this scenario, it's very different than other forms of, or the other series that we run. The tracks are heavily involved. What I mean by that is, like, we're constantly having conversations all winter, and conversations are how to improve, how to make it better. So I think you're going to have a lot of surprises of, like, when you maybe go to a track, it's something a little bit different or something a little bit unique to this year, which I think is cool. Because, again, like, you know, I just was talking to Dirt City, and they took away the split lane. You know, and that's a whole new track now. So, again, like, every venue, I got to get my hats off to them, because they're all invested heavily. And they have their heart on their sleeve, and they work hard, and they have all the best intentions. So I get excited to work with partners like that, because, again, they just want what's best for the sport. They want to continue to improve. They want racers to come to their facility and think it's the coolest thing. So there has been a lot of changes, but the biggest change for sure is the addition of Jay Oklahoma. That facility is, you know, it's unbelievable. And, you know, what he's investing in, what he's doing. So I think that's going to be a really, really cool stop on the tour, you know, kind of add to already the good venues that we do have. So, again, there's just a lot to be positive about, I think the biggest thing is, like, I always want people to focus on the positive things. It's always going to be negative. It's negative things. You're not a human being if you don't have negative things in your life. But just to look at the positive and look at the series. The series is in a really good place. Hopefully the racers are in a good place, because, you know, just be positive with what we currently have. You know, we're trying to attain. I wish we could get what everybody wants. But at the same time, there's a lot of things to be positive for. It's really cool to be back at the venues that we're at. It's really cool to be racing again in 2023. So, again, just try to, you know, tip your cap to everybody, and everyone is going to come and stay positive.
Yeah, I think exactly that, Carl. The series is in a good place, but the sport is also thriving again. And that is a remarkable thing. Racing going on outside of our series with regional and other circuits. And, of course, the racer count. Mm-hmm. We've seen it on the up and up, and we're expecting a good one this year. So hats off to you and your team.
Honestly, it's a group effort, and it's up to the racers. Again, like, a series is nothing without racers, and it's cool to see so much enthusiasm and so many people racing. And again, because I'm looking forward to Antigo, because I want to see, you know, who comes out swinging in all the classes, who's the top person, and, you know, who learned something over the winter, who did their homework. So, again, I'm just very, very fortunate for not only the team, but to be involved with the great venues that we have, great sponsors we have, and obviously unbelievable racers that we have. Because when you see Like, I try to express this to people who don't know off-road of, like, when you see somebody going 80 miles an hour and pitch it into a corner and hold it wide open and drive with the rear wheel, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my gosh, that person has so much talent. And it's just a really, really, really cool sport. I get excited just talking about it. So I just hope, you know, a lot of fans and a lot of racers are excited because it's going to be a great summer.
I'm so excited to get back into the environment where you're firsthand experiencing the passion of the racers, the fans, and everyone involved. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, smell, sound. I'd like it, to be at an event is like no other. It's experience. So, I'll just be happy to be there because I feel like that's like where I want to be.
Cherry on top. Can we get a flyover now?
We're trying. Honestly, what Air Force has, like, it's going to be really, really, really cool. The activations and the different VRs and all the different things that they're doing. It's so cool to see because they're very, forward-thinking people, obviously. But we're trying to get a flyover. I hope so because it's so cool. It's really cool. And again, they're a great partner, and it's cool to do things like that.
Well, whether or not it happens, I'm going to remain hopeful, but no matter what, opening ceremonies will always get my heart pounding and highly anticipating the show.
Yeah.
Well, Carl, thanks again for sitting down with me. Series President Carl Schubitzky.
Thank you so much for listening to that special episode, that one-on-one chat with Series President Carl Schubitzky. And I promise you this, I will keep them accountable firsthand for that flyover. Just kidding, I have little power here, but I will keep bothering them because it would be sick. So good things ahead, year 4, AMSOIL Championship Off-Road, presented by the United States Air Force. Things get underway in just a few days at Anago Lions Roaring Raceway for rounds of 1 and 2. You can find event information at champoffroad.com or visit the track's website at anagoracing.com. We'll see you there. Championship Off-Road 2023, let's do this.
Thanks for listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by AMSOIL.